Episode 294 of the Poor Horseman Podcast. You got LP,
JC in there.
Phil,
KC.
And in this episode, we're also going to show y'all something that's going to be happening real soon. Mm. We're actually going to put some footage probably at the front of this. We'll put some footage, but also at the same time, how was y'all weekend, fellas? How's things been going?
I had my first event with my new company.
Oh yeah.
That was cool. We was out on the lawn at City Center. It was cool. Shout out to my boy Traps.
You did that Saturday?
Yes.
I saw you.
Yes. Where?
City Center, because I went to Nike over there. You were there Saturday.
You walked by?
Yes, and I didn't know that was y'all.
I
knew there was something going on. Y'all was over
you
there
heard
by
the music.
In
the,
yeah, yeah, and, yeah, and y'all was in that green space.
Yeah, 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 green space.
I saw
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
yeah, I didn't yeah. know what. I went to Nike on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
I know
yeah.
exactly where y'all were. Yep, okay, my
yep.
bad.
So we did that. Yep, and it was cool. 420. I just watched the game. Got
oh, yeah, it was 420.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 420. So, yeah. Phil, what about you, brother? You was on
I'm
Nightcap?
I'm going to let KC go.
Okay, yo, you got something to get off your chest?
I just, I went to Wild, got a coffee.
One of the infused coffees?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
And then, kind of just been on injured reserve all weekend. I hooped against my students Friday.
Yo, I saw that video.
Yeah.
You was hooping for real, too.
I wasn't hooping for real, but my body felt like I was hooping for real. Like, my calf was hurting so bad Friday night.
Wow.
I was just like, I had to take, like, a CBD gummy just to, like, relax my muscles.
And you still think you could beat him in one-on-one?
I for sure know I could beat him. For sure. 1,000%. But, then got a coffee. I just watched the games all day. I ate like shit all day. And
yeah.
And just chilled.
Yeah, and I'll go quick because I know you got to get something off your chest, brother.
Yeah,
my y'all wish my oldest happy birthday.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, made double
birthday.
Figures.
Yeah.
You know, so for her, she thinks she grown. And it's crazy that she became, when I started becoming a sneaker person, she became a sneaker Ooh, person.
That's how it is.
Downfall.
And the problem is she's already in women's sizes.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
So them
yeah.
shoes are not cheap, bro.
No, bro.
So she wanted, and I didn't even know they made these. She knew about like some specialty Hello Kitty Prestos that
oh,
she
yeah.
wanted.
The baby blue.
I got them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so nice. I got them. She doesn't know she got them yet. She'll know tomorrow.
Yeah.
But it really offended me that it was over $200.
Oh, yeah.
For a 10-year-old.
That's because they was already out.
Oh,
and
okay.
So once yeah. it's aftermarket, yeah. they got to get
I was really mad at that. I yeah. was like, yo, this is insane. But, you know, at this point, she just needs a job.
Yeah,
not being for real, bro.
Come on,
you gotta earn your, you gotta earn your way.
Straight up,
you gotta earn your way at this point. So she needed a job. I think I got the place for her to work too. You know, coming up real soon.
Oh my God.
She gonna be like, oh, we got an order. I need an order.
I think I got a place for her to work. But yeah, so happy birthday to her. So that's what we've been on. We had a gymnastics party.
Mm-hmm.
One of the kids got severely injured. It was pretty funny.
God damn.
What? Yo, it was funny.
It was funny.
For real?
Yeah, because, you know, them kids, they think they doing...
They
like
broke these, something?
I thought they busted
Clavicle?
Their whole oh. face up.
Jesus Christ.
You know, they were trying to, like, at this gymnastics party, you know, Sophie, they do gymnastics. She go to class every week or whatever. But in this, they had them doing, like, advanced moves to, like... for the birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them tried to do something without a spot. They had no
oh,
business.
Oh, this wasn't
doing.
Your hosting?
No, this is... So Sophie goes to a gymnastics
club.
Oh, I
club. Got you. Okay. And that's why I said, goddamn. I was like, under your watch?
No,
goddamn.
No. This was at her party. One of the kids tried to do something they had no business
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And when it was so loud when she fell.
Damn.
You know how Kevin Hart was like... he said, damn, to Don Cheadle yeah, when he said his name. Yeah. That's what I said.
And you thought he was watching them?
No, I wasn't doing nothing.
Somebody got hurt?
Yeah, he was
you know
like,
how you a daddy,
laughing. Like, God
Kevin,
damn.
Yeah, like Kevin Hart say, you be like, what y'all doing in there?
No. This was a sanctioned event.
Yeah.
And I told her family, I was like, you signed the waiver.
Yeah, that's true.
You did. That's so true. Don't try to come back
and
at me.
You probably had no like reason to do that. Just...
No, I said it just to be sure. Look, bro, people sue you. I had to make sure they knew you signed the waiver.
My God.
But Brother Phil, how you been?
Okay, here we go, man. So I was on Nightcap last week. Great show. Great show. Dr. V was on with me and Holly Cotton. She was fantastic. They want us to come back for a part two. Now, when the show comes on, of course, they put
a lower
your
third.
Name.
A lower third, yeah.
And your at and who you are. First of all, the motherfuckers, and shout out my man Phil behind the camera at Fox 26.
Oh,
motherfucker
yeah,
put two L's on the end of Phil. Now I'm looking real freaky, okay? Because Phil is spelled with one L. Then under the bitch, it said single man.
No, it says single,
no, single guy.
Single guy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The fuck is this, Sex in the City? Hey, listen, man. But not only did that spark something, though, my DM started going crazy.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah.
Single guy.
The last person to DM me, her name is Juicy Booty Ass.
I saw it. I saw that.
I showed my friend.
Yeah. I saw that. Yeah.
Juicy Booty Ass.
Follow her back.
No.
What do you mean?
She is ready to go at any point in time, bro.
Follow her back.
And it's ridiculous, bro.
What's the bio say? It's banned at what? It said born.
Old account barned. Got borned.
Born.
She can't spell.
She got juicy booty.
You know, I don't know if y'all watch it. You probably watch it because you be watching random shit on Netflix. Baby Reindeer.
I haven't watched it yet, but people have told me I need to.
Oh my God.
So, don't ruin it because I do want to watch that.
I would just say this. It's based on a true story. Like the guy that the actual story is about is acting in it.
I didn't know that.
Really?
Okay.
Yes,
I didn't know that.
Wow. He's the guy that behind it. So he's a comedian, bartender, a struggling comedian or whatnot, met this lady who ended up stalking him. And she was a serial stalker. Like, she had done it before. And that's just the basic synopsis of it. Everything else in it is wild, but everything is true. Now, the reason I brought it up is because of the spelling. She spells terribly. Like, they use actual emails that she wrote as like some of the captions for like starting up the episode.
Yeah.
She spells horrendously. And like the first episode was so slow, I was like, I can't watch this shit, but it ended so cold.
Yeah.
So we started watching the second episode. Man, me and my wife Friday night watched 5 episodes back to back to back to back to back.
I'll watch them tonight.
Yo, this shit is insane.
I'll watch it tonight.
That shit is wild.
But to Phil's point about DMs, so I did this episode of Horseman Academy with a Polly brother. Great episode.
I see that.
Brother solid, he cool.
You went to Cal Poly?
No, he's a polygamist.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, so great episode. Matter of fact, they want to come do the full episode because they want to talk about how dating happens in the poly world. So interesting conversation. Yeah, because of that, bro, the DMs I have been getting, I got invited to a swinger party last night by this old dude who writes this book.
A dude.
He gave me a list of special guests. That was all women. He's like, bro, we need you there. I was like, no, you don't.
That's a wild.
That's what I said. Message. And I think it's because I've been talking about freak offs.
Yo, Bush.
Blue Chew.
Yeah.
And
why would he say we need you? There.
He said personally.
To narrate the conversation.
No, he said we need you at the swingers party.
And they heard you the moderator.
They want him to host it.
I'm like, bro, I'm not coming to this party. What are you talking about?
Hey, brother, look, we need you to curate these Congolese.
No way that should happen. Like, what? Where am I talking that reckless on the pod where someone thought that they should invite me?
They just think you have information.
They think you Nasty Nate OnlyFans for real.
And that too.
Damn, man. They don't understand that we on a show too.
They be on Reddit trying to find you and get disappointed.
That's the guy that said
he
oils
Nasty Nate. They been lying to us.
I was really.
They gonna sue you.
Not for just lying. But all right. So we need to sue Drake. Let me explain. I'm American. All right. No, this is serious. I'm really offended that America is looking real crazy right now in the rap beef. There's no way that a Canadian dude who supposedly got a nose job is better than all black American rappers in this moment. Not only did they let him do that 4 minute, you know, there were some bars in Drop and Give Me 50. That was cool.
Oh, yeah.
But when you let him get Tupac out of the grave, I don't care if it is Drake's voice, and get Snoop Dogg, who's alive.
He was confused.
And he's alive.
He said, how?
Yeah, he might have,
he might have something to do with it.
Nah, he don't. I'm sure
he did the whole Death Row shit.
They have an app where
they can make it. Yeah.
You can make a voice.
Well, I get it. Yeah. But
he don't. He had to clear off of that.
I think he did something with this paperwork.
That's what I'm saying.
Or
he knew about it.
But let me finish. This is what is really offending me. Rap is an American sport.
Not anymore.
There's no way that we letting this brother from Canada do this.
Luka Doncic,
Malcolm X.
So I need y'all opinion first. Can Kendrick come back from this?
Of course.
Bro. This is a lot.
I'm gonna let y'all go.
Go ahead.
Let me go because my shit is short.
Are y'all pro for?
No, I'm just talking about what it is.
Okay. So I'll go first. First of all, this is what Kendrick wanted from Drake. He wanted it. Now he's getting it. Pause. No blue chew.
You only said that you got hold for your shirt. You got some skills.
But look though, Drake, bro, he's special when it comes to this stuff, man. He makes disses into hits. Drop and Give Me 50 is like number one.
And it's going to be in the clubs.
It's going to be in the clubs. Yeah. And then he come back with this. To me, the AI shit was so creative. It was crazy because Kendrick is so West Side, you know, he's so Cali, and he put Pac.
Kendrick, we need you.
Yeah,
that hurt me, bro.
I'm
gonna say House of Blues.
Snoop, that's the Godfather. That's the, you know, yeah, what I'm saying. Bro. And then he come with his bars at the end. And that boy say, I'm on the loose.
Yeah, that hurt me, bro. Man, I'm not gonna lie. That hurt me.
That nigga tough,
and
bro.
And I know, we know your stance.
No. I'm explaining it.
Because
so it
that
don't.
Really hurt me.
Oh, I'll piggyback off what he's saying. I'm thinking of it as a 2024 style beat. Because you can't go back to where we once were.
For sure.
We can't. So for him to play those games in a 2024 realm of beef, and to do it that creatively, that's some dope shit to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, the AI shit, I don't know how it works. You was talking about how it works. You rapped and then you turn
the voice.
Yeah, and you can hear his tone and style, his cadence in the Pac verse and in the Snoop verse. Mm-hmm. I was saying about Snoop, though, when he put his video out, it was almost like, hold on, why everybody calling me?
And he showed after
me. Showed his shit, and I'm like, hold on. You knew about this shit,
probably.
But I don't know. Probably, yeah. But they came out with that video of I ain't never seen that video of Kendrick crying on stage when they gave him the tour.
Yeah, I saw that.
And the Game was there. Yeah. The Game is a sucker. He's a forever sucker.
Game was
what he
there.
Do?
Yeah,
he's a sucker because he was the one. Like he was on Instagram saying like, oh yeah. Crashed him out and stuff like that. Like pretty much advocating what Drake is doing. I'm like, nigga, he was just.
Yeah,
giving him the chain, anointing him as the next best coach,
been holding him down this long.
I'm saying the Game though, he switched sides, and it's really because like Dre and all them fool with Kendrick, and you know
they
knows,
didn't really. Who knows? Yeah. But who knows? Was I don't know.
No, but he's been sour. Saying. He's been sour since the Super Bowl.
I mean, he wanted to be on stage with them.
He wanted to
that's
be on stage.
Course.
Yeah, that's because
he's been going at Eminem.
Yeah,
but I think that's a part of Game's always been a rebel. Like even
with him, you know,
and even him, being from the West Coast, he always been a rebel. So I don't put much credence into that. But that could be something with him and Kendrick. Like I don't know, who knows? Like,
all right, so my stance on it, creative, but I thought it was corny because he did some 8 Mile shit where he talks about himself,
dissed himself, yeah.
Like, if anybody know, I always talk about just backstory. Lotto beat B-Rabbit in that second round. He wouldn't get to the championship. Now, of course, when I was growing up as a kid, I liked it. But then as an adult, I was like, even in that, I hate Papa Doc. I hate the actor. I don't say hate.
Nah.
I loathe the actor.
As a person.
As a person.
For real?
I don't fool with that guy.
Wow. He's good as the Falcon.
He's good as the Falcon. That corny ass shit.
No.
But good the only thing kid. I fool with him on is that he stand on all 10 when he don't want people approaching him in his free time.
Yeah.
I can respect
that. Oh, yeah, them signature autographs.
But then it's like, okay, then you see him do the shit, you know, white women, like, oh, hey, you got to get the picture, like, doing that.
Oh, he like white women?
Oh, but it was just like, that's not what you've been standing on when, you know what I'm saying, you've been telling people not to approach you, but now you doing all this shit. So that's kind of threw me off, make me another reason. Plus, he did, oh, I'm Tupac. Remember that shit?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I don't like that. I do remember that shit.
He played Tupac in the movie, right?
That's what he said.
So he's like,
it's me, Tupac.
That's right.
I was like, this is the worst person ever. But
Drake did it better than him.
No.
Oh, yeah.
This is what I didn't like about it. Because even if you break it down now, like as an adult, although B-Rabbit was killing him, he had the crowd shun that nigga because his parents had a good marriage.
True.
And he was going to a good school. Now, mind you, it was because he was portraying himself as a gangster. So that's his fault. What I don't like about the diss record is that he tried to get everything that could cut him out using, you know, Tupac voice. Snoop voice.
That's the art of war,
That's the art of war, but it was the corniness behind it, though. You know what I'm saying? You could see the insecurity behind it.
I definitely think he laughed when he said the track. I don't think he thought that serious.
Because he's a methodical dude. He didn't have that same energy with Push.
The Push thing was different.
The Push, it was more personal.
No, but you got to understand, the Push thing, he stepped on a multi-million dollar deal and stepped on his introducing his son. Yeah.
So this is the energy that should have been brought for that.
No. That's different. Am I right? That's different because now it's like you said, it's personal. So hold on, I ain't about to rap if you on that type of time. All right, then we just gonna have to see each other when we see each other.
But he wasn't even.
And I got an album to put out because you got to remember he was gonna put out that album with the whole thing. So he was like, man, fuck that. I'm not giving him no bail. I'm just saying.
Energy don't match though. You know what I'm saying? Because that little line from Kendrick. Don't spark you. Oh, I'm about to take Tupac boys.
But they've been subbing each other for a while, doing it back and forth, subliminally. Yeah.
And now they're doing it where they out here open. But my thing is, although, again, creative, 2024, it's a whole new ordeal. Like, they are not just going in the booth, you know what I'm saying? Because still, to this day, for me, the best all-time diss is No Vaseline.
Yeah. But they were going to kill each other after that.
No Vaseline is the best diss record, in my opinion, because...
But their life were on the line.
That beat, Keith hit him up, all that. Because he did, like, people don't realize that shit. He did that shit the same day.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't realize that.
He did that the same day. And if you listen to the song, he learned that song. They gave him the song. He heard the song. He did it the same day. Yeah. And then he even talked about it years later when he was like, he was defending why it should be number one. Because he say, if you look at what NWA did afterwards, they had nothing left.
Yeah. Nothing.
They did nothing. Yeah. He killed them.
Dre just took off on his own. That shit was hard. But you can't do that now. So in 2024, and I will give to JC's point. And with social media, with YouTube, with it ain't like just dropping a mixtape like back in the day. Now you got all these different plays that you can run. And the only person I've seen running them the right way is Drake. Like, well, it's impossible to keep up with all the stuff he's doing right now.
Didn't Kendrick use Nipsey?
But the facial thing type thing too? But he didn't rap like him. And again, I don't have no problem.
I don't have no problem with him.
Using what he did, I have a problem with using what he did to deflect you know, what could be brought on him.
Two things can be true. This is why Kendrick has to drop.
No, no,
because you're giving him time to just play around.
He's gonna drop, and he'll drop at his time. Honestly, even if he don't, it's not like the end of the beat.
You know what I'm saying?
Because it's not like this is not Meek and Drake.
No, they gonna give it to Drake if he don't drop in the next couple weeks.
But that's the thing. He did because he was clocking them too. Mm-hmm. Like you can't clock nobody.
No,
like
but you can't keep you ask Kendrick. You can't keep pushing this man to do something. Now he doing something, and you don't drop shit till the summertime or some shit.
I do think that he needs to be on the clock.
Like for real, dog.
You have to be on the clock because you've been talking.
He clocked it though. You know what I'm saying?
I give you that, but there is some level of urgency. And nice. I heard someone say like. They lucky he didn't drop like another back to back. Like at least he went with the corny shit.
He dropped the charged up and then he did this playful
this
shit for the
playful.
Internet.
Yeah,
for the internet.
This is playful.
And then the next one is gonna be back.
He said it's the next one. And another thing, though, the whole Taylor Swift shit, mm-hmm. that was the corniest of it.
Look at this, bro. She about to sell 2 million in the first week in a streaming era.
No, I understand that. I'm
everybody moves,
that, but this is what I
say.
Found
he owns
corny.
Taylor. Yeah,
he's saying like, you can't say you know Taylor Swift is the reason you didn't drop and shit like that. You like again, you're clocking like everything about him is methodical. Like he's it's a method to his madness, and I can respect that again because okay. We're in the art of war.
I don't knock it at all.
The only thing I don't like
that is him.
No. The only thing I do not like about this whole ordeal, the whole ordeal is that he pretty much got his shit out first. Like, you joke on me. We did it in grade school.
Of course.
Like, if I had that burn stain on my jeans. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, man, I got my burn stain on jeans. You can't talk about it now.
Of course.
That's what it looks like. And that's the part I don't like about it. Because then if you just kind of like, you know, you trying to rush.
I think that could be true, but I think people still want to hear what Kendrick got.
Everybody wants to hear.
It ain't nobody. And Drake fans, like, I know, like, people super fans, but, like, let's just be fans of hip-hop. We still want to hear what Kendrick going to do because he top tier.
I'm still an American, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And as an American, I'm offended by this.
No, hold on. That ain't the end of Drake shit now, this week.
I think
he
so.
He sent the band.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, to play. Yeah.
Come on, bro. He fucking good. With
he
these people
the
in
Magic
a major
City.
Way,
he
bro.
Trolling.
He trolling.
He's major.
Trolling. And he talking. Look, and I'm tired of them having a wealth off. Him and Rick Ross need to chill, bro.
Well,
we're not
Ross
that rich.
Not on his level. Yeah,
we're not that rich, bro. Why are y'all doing that?
Rick Ross say, I'm scared of you. He say, it's a 1978. They gave you that Boeing.
Yeah,
they gave you that Boeing. They need to be worried about you.
Ross is funny, bro.
Ross is funny. Like, nobody loses there.
And to Drake ain't even panicking.
And Ross put out a live as...
His shit was hard.
But Casey said it that in 6 weeks... You got to see a video with Ross and Drake pieced up.
Ross a businessman.
They got to be pieced up.
Now,
Kendrick and Drake, nah.
Nah.
This ain't no piece up.
I don't know. I don't even know what.
You said Sauce. I heard him and Sauce Walker got cool.
Drake. They did. Yeah.
He needed allies.
Yeah.
Shit. Come
now,
to
Sauce Walker, real nigga.
Oh, and Sauce Walker can rap.
Yes, he can. Rap. Yes,
straight
he can.
Up.
If Sauce pieced it up with him, then I know it was some conversation.
Between there. That. Okay, yeah. Okay.
That's
so now, this is the beef that I didn't know existed. Because
mm-hmm.
I saw some, the most flagrant bars
mm-hmm.
about Quavo. And it came from Chris Brown, bro. Like, what is going on with him?
That beef been going on.
But who knew Chris Brown could rap like that?
Shit. Oh, yeah, you
missed
it. I didn't know that, bro. He rapped for real.
Bro, he freestyled on like Hot 97 or some shit.
I thought he just danced a double mint commercial.
I said, oh my shit.
I didn't know that, bro. Like, when I'm like, what is Quavo can't even. You can't respond to Chris Brown.
He better.
It's Chris Brown.
Yeah, niggas better start doing that humanizing shit.
It's Chris Brown, bro. You can't respond to Chris Brown.
One thing I did see, it was like they said He pretty much, like, I thought he killed him. Like, he just killed him.
Mm-hmm. Well, he said he hoped he was dead.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a crazy bar.
That was wild.
Yeah. I mean, that's a
somebody
crazy
said
bar.
Him getting passes, like, because they talked about him mentioning Takeoff's death, and it's like, all right, that's kind of over the line. But again, it's beef. You know what I'm saying? You don't know how much two people don't like one another just because they displaying it to the world. At least one of them is. Like, there's no lines to it because he wearing the Hov shirt. Hov had the baby seat. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. You know, yeah, it took no his lines. Mama. It mm-hmm. took his it mama took to do that shit. Yeah. And so, yeah, it's really like no lines that can't be crossed when it's like a real beef. Like, I hate this person.
They dislike each other.
Oh, facts. It's based off when he dated Carucci.
Yeah. Okay.
In fact.
Okay. So this
and they were seated at the fashion show together. And you could see it all on Chris Brown's face.
And then they comment, Chris Brown's like, shit, I've got to make this bread.
And Chris Brown is a real gangster.
Yeah, he'll slap the shit out
of
you.
He a gangster, I guess, but I know he can fight.
No, he'll slap the shit out
of you. I know he can fight.
He pledged in grad school for his gangster. Like, he wasn't grown up.
Whatever he did, bro, he can.
No, a nigga that can jump around and dance like that, he probably got hair.
Bro.
And then before I seen him hoop, I was like, man, he probably can hoop. And then I seen, oh yeah, he can hoop.
So they got this thing where you brought up hooping. They got this show on MTV where like celebrities got
They come on YouTube too.
He told when they won it back to back. So the first year he won it, they was like, the reporter, because they have reporters there and they interview him, and he was like, yeah, we got to get Quavo here. He was like, yeah, bring it. Tell his bitch ass to come up here.
Wait, he said that on the...
He said that on the first season.
Nah, that's
And great. Then in the second season when they won it again, he said, I keep telling y'all to tell that bitch ass nigga to come up here.
Mm-hmm. So they don't like each other for real.
I like that.
So this one could be dangerous.
Could be.
Hands. I don't think so.
Quavo athlete too.
Quavo is an athlete.
This nigga brought up domestic violence.
He did.
And they, you know how people, you talk about Ross and Drake talk like money.
Money, wealth war.
These niggas are on a domestic violence war.
Nah, they are. That's crazy.
They say, you don't talk about me, nigga. You beat up hoes too. I'm like, nigga.
That's like that Cheaters with
Peter Guns.
He's like, nigga, you cheat too.
I'm like, dog.
But I cheated with us. But you did.
I'm like, dog, these dudes, it's crazy. Like, this shit is wild. That shit is crazy, bro.
I see niggas argue over like baby mamas. Well, my kids, but I had my kids but I was with your baby mama when I was. I'm like, oh, look, sit back and look at what y'all arguing about, bro.
That ain't it.
God damn.
It's definitely not it to argue over cheating. Like, that's a crazy thing to argue about.
I seen this thing on Instagram, right, where this guy is married to a guy. This woman is married to a guy, and her husband brought the baby daddy some sneakers. Y'all seen that shit? Casey?
Explain that.
A woman
married to another guy.
They're married.
Okay, that's a couple.
She buys sneakers.
No, he brought sneakers. No, the baby daddy brought sneakers for the husband. For being a good dad to.
Oh, that's G.
I can't be mad at that.
That was love.
I thought you were saying that.
That's good.
The woman bought sneakers for just some random man.
No. My bad. I was explaining it wrong.
Damn.
But it was a nice gesture. It was a nice gesture.
Because I don't know if it was a jello shot or what, but you messed Bush. That one up.
Like, man, two baby mamas and then she brought this nigga up.
Should have used AI like Drake.
It was getting loose.
Kendrick, we need you.
Hey, Kanye versus like,
this shit was hard too.
But the problem with Kanye is, though, why are you involved, bro?
He got nothing to do.
He needs to make them $20 socks.
Because he's seeing all this movement. He's like, shit, I gotta get
why?
Him.
We don't care.
And he don't like Drake, bro. Yeah, he really
but
don't.
But Kanye don't need to be in this, bro.
And what he say about J. Cole?
He said pussy get dry. That's a crazy bar. I've never heard someone say put on J. Cole, though.
J. Cole had that video where he talked about Kanye. So that's
what he talk about? What he said?
He had a whole...
Have you ever heard anyone say, man, throw that J. Cole on?
No.
Hey, listen.
But ain't nobody fucking the Jesus Walks.
Nah, but
I might. Let's Ryan, keep going.
Ryan Silver came out to it.
Yo, that Vultures album is good.
Huh?
That Vultures album is
bro,
good.
I'm not fucking Kanye.
Let's
bro.
Keep going. You'll like that
listen,
song.
No.
Nigga, I'll be here. Scoopity scoop.
Scoopity scoop.
Nigga, what I'm doing? I ain't no I don't do no booty play, bro. Nah, I'm good. Yeah, to each his own.
Hey, but nah, Kanye went.
Yeah, I ain't with that.
It reminded me of that Mercy flow.
Oh yeah, he was going
that
hard though.
Flow.
No. And then when the beat changed,
yeah, that,
you know,
that,
I was like, ooh. Oh, okay.
I can't
support Kanye right now.
No,
I just can't. Feel you, hey, but the I shit mean, was hard.
You brought up Elmo, and he tweeted said he couldn't wait to try to get like he couldn't wait to go at a Jew. That's what it was. You know,
yeah, that's
Drake
what it
Jewish.
Is, because Drake is Jewish.
He's like,
oh,
he couldn't
damn.
Wait to go.
I could wait.
Like,
that's
damn,
true.
But Kanye,
oh,
does,
that's yeah.
Kanye does not need to insert himself in this, bro. We're not listening to you. We're not.
Damn,
I'm not.
Yeah, that old Jim.
I'm not. Hey, Jim, but I'm not. But I'm never listening to that more than that one time.
Him going at J. Cole is funny.
What?
But everybody can say what they want to say about him. I'm going to keep saying this every week. That album is almost
which
flawless,
one?
Bro.
J. Cole's
I
can't
shit.
Listen to
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm
good.
After you, he apologized, bro, that hurt me a little.
That shit is
it.
Almost flawless,
I ain't gonna lie,
bro.
That shit kind of fucked with my. I'm gonna be off J. Cole until the fall off. Come
it messed
out.
Me up, bro. I'm
gonna because he's gonna too. Have a track on there, or a couple tracks talking about why he did what he did,
he better.
And all that other shit. And if that's good, then we can just
he owes
know.
It to the black.
Matter of fact, that'd be a perfect segue to that title. I mean, to that album, the fall off.
No bullshit.
You know what I'm saying?
It would be because right now you fell off.
Nah.
Yeah, yeah,
he
bro.
Did,
bro. You fell off,
off,
bro.
Like,
you fell
hey,
off.
I heard the analogy is how you, like, it's your ball and you at the court and then you lose and you take your ball home. And that's like what that looks
so.
Like.
But he didn't lose.
He didn't lose.
He didn't,
nothing.
It wasn't enough vested. It wasn't enough vested.
But if you apologize, you lose.
It wasn't enough. If
yes,
Drake,
it was
if Drake,
because you're
Drake,
saying you're number one.
No,
that's why.
Drake,
like, and you talking all that yes, shit at the court, then
look,
you lose, and then
if
go
Drake
home, my mama
would have did some shit like this, and then like and Kendrick just like apologized on the court, then that's like okay,
yeah,
that's wild, because you started all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Foul a nigga hard and say I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah,
J. Cole just kind of inserted himself, and then just realized I don't need to be here.
Yeah, and they was real tight though, Kendrick and Cole. I think they still are very tight. And Kendrick ain't send no real bomb at J.
He
Cole.
Didn't really send no real bomb at any of them.
No,
oh,
it's
he's only saying, dog. Kendrick is only saying, nigga, you've been saying you're number one. So here I am. Let's go. Let's get it. So let's rap.
You probably don't remember this movie, but he does. The movie Ants.
Yes.
Grasshoppers kept just piling on. And then they
oh,
kept
no, that's
moving.
Bug's Life.
No, the ants. The one with all them.
Those are termites. They had to.
No,
Phil,
ants.
Can you?
I'm lost,
no, Phil.
Phil.
Can you break down this movie?
They had the little war.
It's Sylvester Stallone in it.
Right. They had the war with them termites.
That's an information.
That's an information.
Look that's an information.
It's two ant movies.
Up.
It's ants what and it's
this?
Bugs Life.
I thought it was because there was the wasp. Remember the wasp died and he got drunk.
Yeah. Yes, that's ants.
That's ants.
Yes.
98.
Yeah, the villains was grasshoppers though.
No, that. No, there wasn't no villain in there. You mixing the movies together.
Oh, shit.
It wasn't, the villain was the ants.
He watched them hold back to back.
The villain in that movie was the ants. It was the colonel.
Anyway, go ahead. What happened?
He was in there, no, he was. You're just mixing the plots up in the movie.
Oh, so it was Grasshopper because they built that bird. Bug's Life, I
that's
mean.
That's the Bug's Life.
Bug's
yes,
Life.
Yes.
So, yeah, the motherfuckers start piling up and piling up.
Okay.
And then it just built up to them and couldn't take it no more. That's what it is with the Drake and Kendrick. Again, J. Cole had no parts in it.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't enough for him to just be like, I got
to
be
but
in
but you didn't
shit.
Have to apologize. You don't.
No, I told you. The reason he probably felt compelled to apologize is that he discredited his discography.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and his fans started like going against that. And he saw that. And that's why he mentioned his platform. I can commend that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he took his ball and ran.
Speaking of taking your ball and running. Mm-hmm. Told y'all I got invited to that swingers event. I didn't go.
Mm-hmm.
But if I would have had a blue chew in me.
Taking your balls and running.
Whoa. Oh, shit.
That was too easy.
Yeah, it was. It was.
You knew where that's I was going with it, too. So I'm glad you dunked it. Pause.
Nigga, dunked it. Look at Duncan balls.
But you all, again, can use our code POUR, P-O-U-R, for your first month shipping free. You just pay $5 and you're good to go. The slogan, again, is what? Chew it and do it.
Hey, nothing. Have we got, wait, have we got any testimonies from this?
We don't have testimonies of church.
It's testimonials, right?
Yeah, bro. But ain't nobody comment. Hey, man, I took that blue chew.
Oh, I got
some
DMs.
Why they don't want to talk about it on Patreon?
Because they don't want to put it on the main page to let people know. Because they might have had some.
What did y'all read about blue chew?
I had someone tell me that they didn't know that their dick was capable of doing that.
Wow.
Yeah, off of blue chew.
I heard that, I know. That a woman
this is personal
like,
experience.
Yeah, this is not me personally. Someone close to me.
Yeah, she was close.
She was close.
No, I was not, bro. I'm really not like.
She probably wasn't that close to that. I think we get Lexington Steel.
That nigga don't use no hands.
I got the drawers with the thing cut out for my thing.
Hey, remember the episode of Martin when he was like, ain't nothing to it but to do it. That's the shit. Ain't nothing to
it. That's what we should
just
do.
Chew it.
That's our ad right there.
That's our ad. Chew it.
What was your...
Okay. So the girl called
you?
This person. No, okay. It wasn't me.
Okay.
And was
like, nigga Shaggy. It wasn't me. Hey, man.
She start cooking birthday.
Hey, man. I don't know why.
just say it wasn't you.
Just bro, say it wasn't
all right.
Bro, think of that so quickly. But come
took
on.
Took a blue chew and I got them.
Okay,
story.
Yeah. She was like, she don't know what got into bro, but she had the best night of her life.
Really?
Sexually.
Oh. She saw veins on that brother that she never saw before.
Like it turned into the Hulk, you know, man. Oh my God.
Oh, it's crazy. Bro. But please send all us
right.
Send us your testimonial.
Yeah, DM it to us.
DM your testimonial for us. We'll have our production read them live on the air.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll read them because we want to know, but use our code POUR, P-O-U-R, for chew it and do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Duh, he was on the black bathroom floor and she walked in and this nigga said, hey, it wasn't you.
What are you talking about?
Shaggy.
We were just talking about this shit.
Shaggy. It wasn't me.
Oh, in the video.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I was lost.
That's the song. I didn't know what this brother was doing.
Me neither. I didn't know what he was doing.
But the video he had her on the counter.
It wasn't you.
I remember. All okay, right. Yeah.
I mean, you should just lie, though. That is a fact.
Nigga, like, she walked in and y'all on the bathroom.
It still
floor?
Wasn't me.
Nope.
It wasn't. I'll leave.
You look back like this.
No, you don't look back. Don't look back. Like that's how you, because your back could look like anyone's back.
Nigga, your back don't look like nobody's back. Your back like Zion's. You don't have to walk knock me.
What's up, girl? That was going at
stats and information. Look up Zion's queen who said he's eating honey buns.
Mariah, no. He went off the top.
Nah, she well know, bro.
He didn't even look.
He didn't look.
He knew it off the top.
How much Mariah Mills content has you watched? Be honest.
She trash, bro.
Yeah, she.
Oh, you've seen her.
Yeah,
you would get see on the when she was dissing Zion.
Yeah, yeah, she got a better diss record than
She said
Zion got honey bun rappers, cinnamon roll rappers,
Pepsi's under the bed.
No,
she said on a bathroom sink.
And he said under the bed. If you look under the bed,
bro, you a grandmother man. If you got a six pack of Pepsi,
bro,
with the little plastic shit.
And
bro,
honey
sick,
buns,
bro.
If you eating honey buns and
I love
Pepsi,
honey
bro,
buns, bro.
Nah, bro. If you doing that, you
in the NBA, though?
You're trying to get sick, bro. For
I
real.
Ain't ate a honey bun in body.
Bro, that's the most,
honey bun good.
Bro, that
honey
shit is so good.
You gotta put
good.
It in the microwave for 12 to 15 seconds.
I haven't eaten a honey bun in years.
Bro, I love honey buns.
I'm chilled on them.
I like Swiss rolls, too.
I didn't eat that shit ever.
I don't fuck with you.
Me neither. I don't eat that shit.
You dress like a Swiss roll.
I know, but I don't eat that shit.
You dress like 112. You remember on Peaches and Cream? When they went in the interlude, SNL. Look at it. Look, you got to do this. Look at the camera. You got to go like this.
Oh my God.
I can tell by the eyes that you're looking at me.
So we had a shocking boxing outcome. Happened again. This is the black community. We down again, bro.
I watched it on Twitter this morning.
I saw the highlight.
Why you use it?
That shit didn't work, man. Y'all sent.
Huh? That's what I watched it on.
If I would have known in advance, I would have got the fight.
I'm gonna show you how to work.
I fell asleep.
Oh, we got spots for the fight now too.
Ooh, like every fight night with the horse.
Hey, chill out.
But anyway, Haney, first I'm going to say Ryan Garcia cheated, so. Because he came in overweight. Come on, man. Bro,
don't be that guy.
That's a fact. In boxing, that makes sense. They wouldn't let him fight.
No, he lost money.
He lost $1.5 million.
He lost $1.5 million. But look, in a sanctioned fight, if you do not meet weight, it can be scratched
off. He could have called
it off. You can almost lose your license, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
The boxing commission could say you can't fight in that state anymore.
Right.
So, not only was he 3 pounds heavier at weigh-in, they have this thing called a rehydration clause.
Yeah.
Bro came into the night of the fight 24 pounds heavier than Devin Haney. That make a huge difference, bro.
Devin Haney is supposed to be pound for pound.
He is.
One of the top tier boxers, bro. I don't give a damn, bro.
Yeah, that's how I feel, bro.
Yeah, like if it ain't 50 like, and
okay,
over.
Okay, so here's an example. Canelo Alvarez wasn't. He didn't weigh in. Canelo Alvarez.
You said carne asada. You said Canelo.
Then he said Carmelo.
He's Hispanic.
Canelo. No, it's Canelo.
I said it right.
Canelo.
He weighed in at the weight, but he gained weight on fight day.
Yeah, that's rehydration.
Exactly. So what did he do wrong there?
So typically they have a clause. If you're fighting at a certain weight, you can't get heavier than like 150.
Mm-hmm.
Like because they didn't do that on
Canelo
this
was like 180 something. When he fought Mayweather, and Mayweather still handled his business.
They didn't have a rehydration clause.
He's top.
That's Mayweather.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. We're talking boxing.
When Tank fought Ryan Garcia, they said you can't get heavier than 150 before fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't get heavier than that. So he couldn't fuel himself back up to gain that weight.
Haney?
No. When he fought Tank.
Ryan.
Okay.
Ryan fought Tank. When he fought Haney, Haney was like, nah, fuck that. I don't need it. You probably needed it.
I think Ryan Garcia said he was drinking every night.
I believe that. Because weight matters in a fight. Yes. I don't care what you say. Getting hit by a guy.
Every night from weigh-in?
No.
The week of.
He said during the training.
Oh, I thought it was just the week of.
No, he said during the training.
He said during the training he would have a drink every night.
I thought it was the week of. To keep the weight on you.
Look, that weight is so special. Let me tell you what. Tyson Fury used it the best.
He does.
He used his weight on Wilder.
That's good.
Wilder will never be the same.
That's good.
He weighed. He just pushed his
just
weight around.
Just leaning on
guys. Yeah, leaning on them. Lennox Lewis did it to Tyson.
That's why I'm like, wrestling this nigga, man. I'd be happy.
Yeah, you gotta really wrestle this
nigga. He's got weight.
And so in a fight, it even make more difference. Think about it. Trying to hit somebody to the body or places where they a little heavier.
Yeah.
That make a huge difference. That's why
like that UFC shit is tough, bro.
You wrestling
that fight. Man, that UFC dude, man.
You got to kill him.
Yeah, you got to kill him, bro. Did y'all see the pre interview that Ron did? I'm here to assassinate this man.
You almost messed that up.
Yeah, I did.
You almost did. You had to catch yourself.
I like
you,
the ass you like part. I want to put an emphasis on the ass part.
You almost messed that up.
I wanted to say ass twice.
Did y'all see that interview where they were sitting like, kind of like y'all two.
Yeah. Face off.
Yeah. He was wearing that white. And he was all beat.
Yeah.
Imagine somebody
I don't think he's taking this shit seriously.
Yeah.
But and I think some of that was mind games that he was playing with Devin too.
Oh, the war game.
I think he was making Devin think he was out of his mind.
Can we put this out there? He kind of sold the fight.
Devin Haney is boring as fuck.
The most interesting thing I found from Devin Haney.
Yeah.
Fear God.
That he was out there fighting in cotton shorts.
In cotton shorts.
That's what I saw. I zoomed in on that shot. I know he ain't got the same shorts I got.
Well, Mayweather wore leather.
But he's the best fighter ever.
That's true.
Yeah. Cotton
Devin
shorts
think
crazy.
He is, though.
He's not.
And then he was wearing the cotton it was just a bad look.
Mayweather whooped the shit out of this boy.
The most interesting thing about him, though, was his Jordan 1s that he wore before the fight.
Oh, yeah.
That was the most interesting part. He had like some... Surgeon. He was the first... No.
It wasn't Surgeon?
Jordan did that for him.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
He was Jumpman?
I don't know if he with Jumpman, but they gave him a pair of Jordans. It was the...
What'd you say?
You ain't lying.
Yeah. Because it said the Dream, and then it had a custom sole, like the sole on it, too.
I seen them Jordans.
But, yeah.
I was really...
Outside of that, he didn't sell nothing.
He didn't sell nothing. But I was just disappointed in Haney's dad, too. Like,
what'd he do?
You know, sometimes you got to prepare your son for, like, war for real.
Yeah.
They was thinking this was just going to be a regular fight.
Hell absolutely.
Ryan Garcia didn't look like he really trained. It looked like he was just coming in there to throw haymakers from round one.
Nah, he was in there, bro.
Hooks. He started throwing left. Most but of the time, you fast. Set that up.
He was in there, though.
He was fast.
Man, he only gave him what Haney was giving him.
And that's why I'm blaming his dad. Because there's no
Bring
way.
Haney.
No, I'm blaming his dad, bro. Look,
I remember I was in Vegas for the Tank fight. I wasn't at the Tank fight, but I was at the viewing of it. And it was in a,
Who he fought?
He fought Ryan Garcia.
Oh, I do.
And he was, it was at a boxing ring, one of the ones they used to use.
Yeah.
And like everybody in there was like, yo, he's just going to throw the left hook.
That's all he does.
He's going to throw the left hook. He threw so many left hooks, and he was just like dodging them and shit like that. Haney, from what I saw in that fight, Haney did not know what to expect.
He wasn't trained at all.
With left hooks.
Yeah,
why was he so top heavy trying to like...
It's because he wasn't trained, bro.
I'm telling you. He thought it was going to be...
Easy.
Bro, easy.
Yep.
And Ryan... made him feel like it was by all of that shit that he was doing, bro. Mm. And then
seventh round was crazy,
bro. The first round,
Ryan came out haymakers, bro.
The only thing I know Ryan needs to work on is his shoulder.
He was trying to do the Philly shell, but he was turning too much.
What is it called?
Philly shell. But bro, he just,
you know how to do that.
He paced himself. That's a real skill, bro. That's high level, bro.
How you fight? Niggas don't even get hit when they doing that.
You can't
hit someone.
Your shoulder's in front of your chin, damn near.
And then Devin was trying to tear his ribs up, but you hitting the nigga in the back.
Yeah, he hit him in the back. That wasn't nothing though.
Sidebar: shout out to our patron for giving us these waters with our logo on it.
That's
now,
true.
I don't know if it's spike or drugs.
No.
Hopefully it's not. But I just wanted to, you know, if you notice, I'm drinking water with our labels. Because if you notice before,
we tear them off.
I tear off the labels because they don't pay us. Yeah. So, you know.
And y'all, and I don't know if y'all knew from last week, we have some people who are missing from last week because they probably just now recovered from the amount of alcohol that they drank last week with us.
We got toe up, and it was just a regular Sunday.
It was just a regular Sunday.
My birthday is this week, and we going out next Sunday.
Yeah.
We going to be live.
We're going to be live. Yeah, so.
We going to be live.
But last thing, before we get out of here, we got a Patreon for y'all also. NBA playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I think Anthony Edwards is ready to be the face of the NBA.
Yeah.
And we needed it to be an American. Again, I'm back on Make America Great Again. I'm back on that. I did not want it to be Luka. Yeah, for real.
Look at you crazy.
I did not want it to be Luka. I didn't want it to be Jokic. I don't want it to be Embiid. I want it to be an American, preferably an American black.
No, he's like a...
That's what I'm saying.
He's real.
And I think we got him.
Yeah.
I think Anthony Edwards...
That nigga, KG said 84, nigga.
John Morant kind of fell off. Now, he might come back next year.
He'll be all right. He'll
be good.
Yeah.
Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, they just
ain't got the juice.
They ain't got the juice.
You don't know what's about to happen with them.
It's got to be Anthony Edwards.
Oh, yeah.
What you're saying, it's supposed
to be John Morant.
No, but what you're saying, with Anthony Edwards, he is a, you know, wide nostril Negro and through and through.
Yeah.
He had his mishaps early.
Correct.
You know, with his off the court stuff. And it wasn't even major, but it was just like he's one of them dudes that just, he grew up how he grew up and he didn't know how to be politically correct.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? And that got righted. He's about to take over.
I hope he does.
I just don't like one that he's doing it in Minnesota because
so many people tried, and it's like they not even that.
I don't like for me personally. I just don't like watching Carl Anthony Towns play basketball.
I don't like him talking either.
I don't either.
No, I don't like his
anything
interviews.
About him.
Yeah. He be hooping.
I don't
cold,
like.
Bro. He's Canadian.
He's not Canadian.
Nah, no, he's not bad. Canadian. He's from Jersey.
He's Dominican.
Dominican.
He's from Jersey.
Yeah, he don't like his game.
He just a dweeb to me.
He is like, a dweeb. But he good. No,
like
he's good.
Even how he hoops though. Like yeah. I saw he did a face up on the left block. Like he's faced up with Kevin Durant. He couldn't even move Kevin Durant, but like he made it and they got called a foul and he flexing his shit. I'm like, man,
that's just how
he was
you,
a guard though, okay?
How you like how you like how you
he lost 20 pounds and he still weighed 250.
How you like Sabonis?
Huh?
You like Sabonis game?
I like Sabonis, but I still to this day. My IQ is like that. If anything, I could just big up on my game, my IQ is high.
Mm-hmm.
For the life of me, the only person that gets it, beats the hell out of him, is Draymond.
Yeah.
Sabonis can't go right.
At all.
Like, he can't go over his left shoulder.
At all.
If he's mm-hmm. posting you up, he's doing whatever he can to get mm-hmm. over that right shoulder to go up.
Yep.
How that's not scouted?
It is.
And then put, like, the players don't do it. Like, well, it's insane.
They do run a lot of misdirection, though, with Fox. Yeah. And, like, getting him to the side of the court he wants to be on.
Yeah. But he catches the ball.
I love watching
all the
Malik
time
Monk.
On that left block Monk so he
out?
Can go
yeah, he out.
Out.
He out. He out.
And I love
and
watching him play.
And they out. They missed
playoffs.
Sacramento.
Sacramento lost.
Sacramento lost.
They out.
They did fucking lose.
Yeah. They yeah. lost to New Orleans.
Yeah, yeah. I thought this was
and so, going back to Minnesota. Ant is just solidified.
He is.
You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Well, what'd he say? What easy he say? Don't ever question me. I'm solidified. Yeah. You know, on the movie. I think it's solidified.
He is.
But I just don't like Towns, and I don't like Rudy Gobert.
I don't like Rudy Gobert. Like Rudy
nobody
Gobert.
Likes Rudy. Nobody
I respect Rudy what he do, but
I don't like him.
One thing I do respect, though, what he talked about. He's like, remember when he cried that he didn't make the All-Star game?
Yeah.
He talked about it where he said, like, I didn't really go in depth about it, or why I was crying, but it was because my mom literally called me right before I got the news that I didn't make it. And it just broke me down. Like, he said, you know, his mom is white. And she got, like, other kids that are just fully white. You know, he's the only half-breed.
He was, yeah.
And he talked about how her side of the family completely shunned him.
Oh, damn.
Like,
damn.
He couldn't go to dinners. They, you know, friends, that's a yeah, different yeah. kind of racism.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he talked about that, and he was just like, for her to, like, you know, be in my corner and stuff like that, and, like, tell her family, that side of the family, like, I'm not, if he can't come to dinner, I'm not. And if she called me right before that, of course, it was crushing news because I felt like I could have made it, but that broke me down.
Man, I don't give a damn about none of that. USA. USA.
Yeah, but that, I'm giving them that. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving them that.
No.
But his game, though.
He had me.
USA.
No. His game, though. Going back to his game, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? His game is, I don't understand.
It's ugly.
The professionals
yeah.
don't know the basic ones and twos at times. He's very good at what he does, though. And I saw even when they talked about him having to sit down because he can't play the perimeter.
He can't play
the
perimeter.
He's been playing the perimeter.
Let me say something. Let's talk about the game. They playing the Suns, right?
They playing the Suns.
What's your take on Anthony Edwards thing? What you think about the series and how it's gonna go?
I must say this. Anthony Edwards said that Kevin Durant is his favorite player of all time.
Mm-hmm.
He just said it after the game.
Yep.
So just think about you growing up and idolizing someone, and you are now playing that person, and you ready, and it's your shining moment, so to speak, and he giving it to his idol. Pretty much. I mean, bro, no blue chew. But, bro, that's incredible, though. Bro.
That's how Zion was with Braun.
Yeah. That's why he be so scared, bro.
That's why he can't play.
But before that, he was playing terrible. Bro.
And you know what else? Anthony Edwards was playing terrible against the Suns.
Yeah.
Until
of KD.
Game one.
Yep.
And I think that happens to some players.
Bro,
he averaged 14 points in
the
regular season.
That's crazy, ain't it?
Who?
Anthony Edwards.
This season?
Yeah. Listen, he said in the press conference, he said, during the games when we was playing Phoenix, I caught myself watching KD. Yeah,
that's what
he said that
at the beginning of the game.
He said during the game, yeah, bro. I caught myself just watching him like, God damn, he cold.
That's like LP playing LeBron and his Twitter name is LeBron O'Palmer.
Yeah.
Getting cooked. Now, for me, it'd be more golf.
Yeah, like, who would it be? Who would it be?
So if I had to play Tiger with like Tiger. Woods. Yeah, if I had to play with like Tiger,
bro.
I'd probably try to like...
Get on some hoes.
Oh, definitely. Without question. We getting on some hoes together.
That's they going to... What's the spot? Yeah, my wife will understand.
We going to...
the white boy.
Applebee's.
No, what's the name of the spot that Tiger got the women from?
He was getting the women.
It was like Applebee's. No, it was like a chain restaurant.
But that's a chain restaurant. I can't think of the name and that's bothering me right now. No.
He was popping all the waitresses.
No, it wasn't
Cheddar's.
Cheddar do got chicken strips. Yeah,
Cheddar's croissants.
I don't eat bread like that though.
What's a worldwide like thing?
I'm chilling out on bread a little bit too.
What is the name of that place?
What are my clients gave me?
They got like a green
Twin
logo.
Peaks.
They got a
green logo. Olive Garden.
No, Olive Garden.
He wasn't eating soups and salad.
They passed that shit.
This is gonna bother me, and I can see the name of it in my head.
No, I think it's Applebee's,
bro. If you take a woman to Olive Garden now, she might slap you.
Oh, are we not allowed to take women to
Olive Garden
now?
But bro. Yeah, you can't take.
Women ain't trying to go.
Your girl to reminisce. Like,
even these niggas in college, if they take a girl to Olive Garden, she probably be like, "Fuck this nigga."
You might as well take her to the
Perkins.
Perkins.
What the hell is Perkins?
It's a chain restaurant.
We ain't got no Perkins.
It's like Twin Peaks, but white people.
But it's Perkins.
How you know?
What? I know what?
They ain't got no Perkins out here.
They got Perkins everywhere, though. They ain't got to be in Texas, but they
are. I just read about the store. Perkins. That's how I know.
If I play golf with Tiger after, I'm going to Perkins.
No,
I'm
going
to tell my wife, look, me and Tiger, we pulling some hoes. We just finished playing golf. Thank you.
He can be like, hey, this is my friend. This is my comrade here. Here to, you know, get you pretty much out of your skirts.
If I could play against Mike, if you play, I'm going gambling with bro.
Yeah, for real. Why not?
They gonna call you broke.
After the first roll,
he gonna come in with a cigar. I'm gonna call you an Uber, man.
He gonna call you an Uber. Look. In the game of craps. If you don't come with at least $1 million, you're broke.
Yeah,
bro. They say Mike when he gamble, and you ask him like, you know, what you betting? He gonna tell you whatever's gonna make you uncomfortable.
Ooh. Yeah,
bro. That's tough.
That's gangster. Yeah.
But that's how gambling should
look, bro. It's a documentary. I watched something on YouTube. Mike set up the golf course in his backyard.
He do
to where like he because he likes playing on hills or some shit. So he set it up and he'll invite people to come play
that
with.
That white girl had a golf course.
And he has an advantage. And he take niggas money.
I had an inside story about Jordan would get the baggage carrier at the airport to get his bag and sprint and make his first. And he would bet his teammates, hey, I bet you my bag come out first, knowing that
his already happened.
Now, this dude's
He diabolical.
Crazy.
Yeah, he's a bad crazy, person.
He's a bad person. All right. I keep buying his shoes.
Me too. Shit, couple series. Does Dallas win?
Kawhi out.
Oh, for the series?
For the game one.
Okay. Because I think the Clippers would probably give them a series if Kawhi was playing. But if he ain't playing, then Dallas gonna win.
Bro.
I mean, we were just talking about Harden and Westbrook. And
nah, them niggas ain't.
Paul George, bro.
Thank God for Anthony Edwards, bro. Because Luka was gonna bring back segregation, bro. Because he's too cold, bro.
Yeah.
He's laughing at niggas and playing.
When I seen him call Devin Booker a punk ass motherfucker,
he said it to his face.
I said,
he played with niggas, bro. It's like slavery out there, bro.
It really makes me mad, too.
Bro, Kyrie hooping. Kyrie has found his space. He found his space where he just like he hoops. Handles his business, go with his family, and then just be out the way.
I need Kyrie to do like a flat earth or some shit like that. I didn't even mess up their season.
You kept saying it was coming. It never came.
They got a good team.
Lakers don't have no chance.
I saw
a video where a girl. It was a white girl giving out like little bracelets, like those little, you know, kids make
bracelets and shit.
Yeah, so she's giving them to the Dallas Mavericks. And I'm watching the video. I'm like, I wonder how Kyrie gonna react because, you know, she's white. Man, like, he was hesitant. But he took it. I was like, oh, he found his piece.
He found his piece. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because otherwise,
he took dangerous. That's deep right that there. Yeah, recognize that.
Dallas is dangerous.
It is. We're not
Dallas
question.
Is dangerous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't get are. Him started, man.
So Lakers, no.
I'm going to give it to him. Dallas is dangerous.
Dallas is the most dangerous city in Texas.
Exactly. Why they, who
no,
they
no, got no, on no. the NBA.
Dallas is the most dangerous team on in his playoffs.
Dallas is the most dangerous city in Texas by far.
They can either lose in the first round or fuck around and go to the finals.
And you could also get murdered in Dallas or get murdered twice. All right, so
or on the dance floor too.
Or on the dance floor for real.
Like the boogie.
Where who? White boy boogie?
Shit, not him. No. No. Goddamn the shit.
Fat pimp?
Like all that all them niggas that from Dallas do all this shit. South Dallas.
You know
flag.
How to do that shit?
Yeah,
his shoulders start moving.
His already South Dallas. You know what I'm saying? He over there sitting like this, and when he said it, he was like, he was like, what's that dude's name in Florida? The crazy nigga.
Crazy nigga.
Kodak, yeah. Oh, remember when they was like, you gonna find love? He was like, I think so. Can you stop that swag a little bit?
Hey, I'm gonna say one more thing. The Knicks look good.
Yeah, they look good. They do.
The Knicks is rugged. They gonna be rugged.
Always.
Josh Hart got, I mean, what's
craziest,
his name?
Josh Hart.
Got Hart.
Yeah. The craziest analyst that kind of just like explained it perfectly about the playoffs was Nick Young. And he was like, the corner niggas matter.
They do matter.
Man, the corner niggas matter. Bro.
And I thought Rui was going to be a great one.
That's his thing.
Who said that?
He talks about Nick Young. Beautiful, bro.
Nick Young.
He said Josh Hart won that game. Yeah. And
McBride.
Huh?
McBride, too.
But he said, the stars are going to be the stars, but in a series, it's always got to be at least one or two games where the corner niggas win you a game.
Yep, and they got to win it.
Joel Embiid a dog, bro.
Yeah, but it don't matter. They're not better than the Knicks this year.
But that
ain't
good, bro.
Man, they need to shut him down.
They do, because he got hurt before the halftime.
You seen how he got hurt?
It don't matter. He's too big.
And he didn't. Yeah. I was looking to see if he got like hyperextended.
He just
landed.
That's a lot of weight.
A lot of weight.
Him and Zion are two that I feel like
need to work on some single leg box jumps
or lose weight, bro. Like, I think Embiid's probably 30 pounds too heavy.
Nigga's thick, bro. No,
what?
Boy, hold on.
What?
Bro. Not like that.
Not like that.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
bro.
Pretty crazy.
We can't be guys, man.
That was crazy, though.
They got thick niggas, though.
Backing you up. Because we sit courtside.
Yeah. I know.
I told y'all about Pablo.
But I've never been like, yo, that's a thick nigga. That's a wild
I'm
thing
not
to say.
Telling him in his face, hey, bro, you thick.
Me and KC went to the Bulls game. Andre Drummond is a thick nigga.
Right.
Do you agree with that?
Dog, this nigga took up two seats.
Do you agree with that, bro?
Bro, niggas is
you
thick.
See Steven?
I talked to Andre Drummond.
Andre Drummond is big as hell.
I told Andre Drummond, hey, I'm a diehard Pistons fan, but you know what I'm saying?
My nigga, I'm
a Pistons fan, but I still rock with you. He looked back and said, man, I appreciate it. And not too many of them are you. I was like, man, that's what's up. But
now, that
I ain't tell a nigga thick.
When it took it over the edge, if he was like, bro, you thick too. Like, he wouldn't have hit it.
What's that shit called? It would have been a brawl at the tour.
Like, Malice at the Palace.
Man, big old nigga, NBA player thick.
Big old nigga.
All right, so we're going to do a Patreon. We're going to take a quick
this
break
shit
here.
Go wait, wild.
Before we go.
Put the camera on.
We're going into the NFL draft, but my Detroit Lions uniforms are insane.
Really?
We got the best uniforms in the league. We're coming this year. This year is the year. That's it. You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's all I want. I'm not roaring or nothing
like
that.
I was waiting on that too. Okay.
But we got the best unis. Our squad is our squad. We're going into this draft. Shit's about to be amazing. I can't wait.
All right.
One more thing. Let me just put this to rest. All you Caitlin Clark, she's not being underpaid and all that. This shit still got to brew up. Like, WNBA is still what they make.
$78,000.
Yeah. No. I'm talking about the league itself made a whopping $80 million.
Like
I'm just saying, last year, the NBA is making $10 billion a year, some shit like that. Yeah. So y'all got to let the shit. I know y'all are new to the sports. All the people that had outrage was mostly people that don't watch. You know what I'm saying?
They never even seen that shit in their life.
And she's going to make her money in endorsements. And
they need to bring a Houston team back. They she already made her money in endorsements.
That's what I'm saying. But they don't understand. They think, oh,
Nike deal gave us
in 3 years, all their salary is going to be up because TV deals going to be up.
Oh, yeah.
All that. So y'all just be patient.
The outrage could be like, you know, you only see the certain types get those type of deals.
There's three of them.
Aisha Wilson, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah. She went to South Carolina also.
You know what I'm saying? She's like the face of the league. You know what I'm saying? She's right there for the taking. Whoever she signed to already should just be throwing that bread to her. That's the thing that kind of like causes outrages. You see, not knocking Caitlin Clark at all because she be balling. She's must-see TV.
I'm sorry.
Get that. And even Sabrina, too.
Oh, my gosh.
They call Sabrina.
Hoop shoes, by the way. Wesco or something like that.
She got one of the best hoop shoes.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, the NBA dudes play with her. Yeah.
The NBA. Matter of fact, when we went to the Orlando game, Buddy was wearing them, Markelle Fultz.
Yeah.
And tying it back to J. Cole. But, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, like, Markelle be hooping.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
they're
not good.
There's more. Players in the WNBA that should be getting these type of deals.
I agree. So, Patreon up, y'all. If y'all like what you've been hearing, join us on Patreon. We rock with our patrons. We have a good time. Our group chat is crazy.
Y'all don't know what y'all missing out on.
Y'all know what y'all missing.
We really go above and beyond.
And we about to do something crazy that's only for our patrons on Sunday. Something that we've been cooking up for a while, and y'all might get a preview of that here real soon. So that's episode 294. We out.